morning, everybody. How's everyone doing this morning? Thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I am actually delivering this message from off the road. I'm in Detroit, Michigan, where I am from, and I'm so glad to be here in the Michigan and the D, joining all of my just everything that's going on. I'm just so excited about the Health and Soul DVD that's coming out, fitness DVD. All of you that have been following me on social media are aware that we dropped the promo last week, and it is doing fantastic. People are viewing it all over the world. And I mean, I just thank God for every opportunity, every open door that he gives me. I cannot thank him enough for just allowing me to do this, to just bless his people in such a way. You all know that my message is always wholeness. It's always been a desire of mine and a strive of mine to be completely whole. I didn't say be complete, but I want to be whole. And that means that I want to, you know, my mind, my body, and my soul to operate in agreement to do the will of God. And that's something that God has given me. So he's allowed me to be able to, experience different things. He's given me revelation on different topics and things like that concerning relationships, mental, your thought process, mental stability. If it's depression, loneliness, things like that, he's given me a revelation concerning those things and has allowed me to be able to help so many other people, and including myself, going through my process as well. And it's just been such a blessing. And this is where fitness has come in. You know, having a relationship with God does something for the soul. Reading his word transforms your mind. And working out keeps you healthy. I mean, you're protecting and strengthening the vessel that God has blessed you with, along with carrying all of the inner things that is inside of you. And just to have all of these things working together gives you a peace. It gives you a center. He becomes your anchor. Because I recall actually going to the gym and working out, because I have gone through weight, you know, all my life. I was small, thick, bigger, I've gone through all of these different stages in my life, you know, through adolescence, puberty, being pregnant, being married, you know, because some of us, we go get in relationships and we kind of get kind of that weight on us, that we're happy weight, they call it, but it's really not happy weight, because you're not really happy about what's going on after you look in the mirror. I mean, I know I wasn't. So, but I've always been into fitness. I love working out. I love the weights. I love the run. I love to sweat. And, I never, back then, it was always for losing the weight. And I had got to a place where I had gotten really after I had my son, I just weight started just falling off of me. And I guess chasing him around, because he's been a bam bam ever since he was born, just rough and ready. And I just would chase him around and just very athletic with him, and weight just started coming off. And I really didn't think about working out. I was starting a ministry. I had two ministries, one in Washington DC and one in Charlotte, that was the first one. And running back and forth, and really having those responsibilities and the burden of staying where I needed to stay to help God's people and for the vision to go forth. And so I was small, and it had gotten to the point that I was really small, like a size zero. And I remember a friend of mine at the time was working out, and she would always ask me, come on and work out. And I was like, I used to do that, blah, 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 you know. But it was something when I first tried it again after maybe so many years. I had joined Curves at once. I joined a gym and had a trainer once before. But just really getting into it, just getting into my center and doing it by myself, I really found that God was there with me. And something just happened that day that just made me want to go every single day. And I have been consistent with that ever since, for the last 3.5, 4 years now. And just really really knowing that that's the place where God is really pouring into me. I'm releasing, I'm purging, and I'm also getting poured into. And I love it. I mean, I've gotten so many words of encouragement from him there. I've gotten so many visions. He's shown me things at the gym. And so this is what has confirmed to me about wholeness, and that's how that all came about. And he wanted me to call the program Health and Soul. And so that's really where that all came from, Health and Soul, mind, body, and soul. You know, there's wounds in our souls, and some of us have gone through some traumatic situations, some rejection, some abandonment, you know, just some hurt and pain. And a lot of times it reflects on how the hurt that we carry, those wounds or the despairs or disappointments and things like that, the trauma ends up taking a toll on our way of thinking. It actually causes us to see things in very negative views. We begin to mistrust. It's discernment, but we call it something else where we're, you know, where we look and read in somebody. That's what it is. You know, I could read them, you know, and really when we're reading them, it's from a very negative perspective. It's from perception. It's from, you know, our hurt. When God gives us discernment, he's given us discernment for wisdom and to, you know, be able to be aware of something that's, you know, either dealing with a person that we're ministering to or warning for us to not get involved into something else. But it's not to be mixed with that we're reading someone, when we're looking into somebody and his eyes were shifty, or, you know, as the way he held that conversation, you know, things like that. I mean, discernment is something that God gives you before a person even opens their mouth. God gives you discernment about a person on their inside, not how they look, you know, because a lot of times people's heart is not what they look like. You know, on the outside, they look great, but on the inside, their heart is terrible. You know, on the outside, they might look terrible, but the inside, a heart is just beautiful. And so this is where discernment come in. But when we reading folks, we reading them, judging them on what we've been through most of the times and what we know, what we've seen, what we've experienced. So, you know, this is where our mind, body, and soul has to come in agreement with God's will. Because when we're walking in his will, he wants us to release all the things, all the toxins, all the man stuff, all of the things we grew up with, all the generational stuff. And he wants us to have the freedom to be able to be imparted by his fruit. And so this is why it's so important for wholeness. And, you know, a lot of times, for an example, you know, some of us might go to church on Sundays and we might teach Bible study. We might, you know, be a minister on the pulpit, but we haven't given our bodies to the Lord, or we haven't given our ideas, our mind to him. We might leave something out, and this is where the enemy has an open door to come in and wreak havoc. You know, well, I've gone through a lot in ministry. I've gone through a lot. I've learned a lot of things, and you know, when God is ready for me to release a lot of things, oh my God, if you thought born into sin, transforming the destiny, is setting the captives free from drugs, alcohol, prostitution, stripping, and all that drug dealing, and all of that gold digging and all of that 90s stuff, let me tell you something. This book right here is going to really help a lot of people in leadership, period. I've really gone through a lot of situations that God has allowed me to go through, that he has taught me so much that will truly help set the church free. And religion is one of them. You know, again, wholeness is really surrendering all of your whole being to God and allowing him to have his way. So this is where Health and Soul comes in. And I encourage every one of you, if you're struggling with some kind of health issue or, you know, fitness issue or just weakness, period, you know, overall, if you're not working out, you might have your upper body might be weak, or your lower level might be weak, or you just, you know, your mind might be scattered. Let me tell you something. Fitness exercise helps so much. And it doesn't matter what kind of exercise you choose to do. Just get up and do something. You got to do something. It's going to release all of the tension, all of the stress, clear your mind. you know, sometimes you might just be built up. You know, some of us, you know, in the body of Christ, if, you know, we're not intimate and, you know, you know, things like that, it'll help release a lot of tension. I'm just being real. I can't help but be honest. I'm telling you, working out does help out a lot. It will keep you. It will sustain you. Trust me on that. Again, you know, giving you something else to focus on, a hobby, something else like that, challenging yourself, knowing that you press through something to get over a hump is always a blessing and a reward in that. And I'm telling you, God speaks to me on that track field, on a Stairmaster, the life cycle. He speaks to me when I'm lifting weights. He definitely does be in his presence, is definitely in the midst. But anyway, I'm in Detroit to get this launch party going. That's what the whole point of Health and Soul Fitness DVD is coming out really soon. And a lot of exciting things are happening before October the 8th. And this is where the launch party is going to be, here in Detroit, Michigan, at Burt's in the Motown Room. Let me tell y'all, I went to the Motown Room yesterday. I fell in love. I fell in love with Burt. It is so many things that are going to be exposed and revealed before that, new additions that he's doing to the place. You guys have not seen it yet. Trust me, I had some behind the scenes peeks at it, and I'm excited about it. It's going to be ready by October the 8th, and we're going to have some food. Everything is free, no admission, free food, free parking, free entertainment, free. We got Fast Freddy going to be there DJing. We got DJ Word is Bond is going to be DJing. We got Al Seahorn that is in the DVD with me, that he's from Complete Health and Fitness, Health and Fitness, and he's going to be right here in Detroit. He's going to be on the show today talking about all of that and fitness and his place of business where you can go and get fitness and personal training. So he's going to be Victory Health, Complete Health and Fitness, and he's going to be there, and I'm so excited about that. And also we also have Natrice Banner. She's gonna bring comedy. Bill Hill's gonna be bringing comedy, and our hostess with the mostest, Miss Patty Turner, is gonna be in the house holding it down. Everybody's gonna be there. I can't even tell you all the celebrities that are invited. As you know, we're expecting to be there as well. It is gonna be such a blast here. Everybody's gonna be talking about it. So I just wanted to let you know, it's October the 8th. It's from 6 p.m. to midnight. You definitely want to be there. So that's why I'm in town now. I'm settling things down and making sure everything is going to flow, because I got to go back to D.C. My son starts school next week. He got football games going on. A sister is rolling, y'all. You got to be careful what you ask for. When you say you'll go wherever God tell you to go, he going to send you on that road, because he says the harvest is plenty. So we got souls to get, y'all. We got captives to set free. We got things to do. So anyway, I just wanted to say thank you, Detroit. I got much love for you. I miss you, DC. Can't wait to get back. Also, we got Howard Hewitt joining us. Oh my goodness. You all know him from the group Shalimar, but you also know him from his gospel song, Say Yes. I'm so excited to have him. He's got so many things that he's doing. Doors are just continuously opening up for him. It's a whopping 81 degrees today in Detroit, Michigan, partly sunny. And DC is 88 degrees, partly sunny. Expected showers after 5 p.m. And let's see what's going on in Richmond, Virginia. Hot, 90 degrees, partly cloudy, but got some sunshine coming. Expected showers in my favorite place, Jacksonville, Florida. You got thunderstorms coming, cloudy at 88 degrees. Still hot. It's just still hot along the coast. So anyway, I just wanted to say that, keep you updated with that. We got Howard Hewitt joining us on in 2 seconds. I'm so glad that you are joining us. Welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Can't forget my main man, A-Train, going to be joining us straight out of Jacksonville.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born into Sin, Transformed into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born into Sin, Transformed into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com. freedom and deliverance are available to you and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Well, hello there. Welcome. How are you? How are you?
I'm very well. How are you doing?
I'm so glad you can join us. Welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right, great. It's good to be here. Thank you. And you said my gospel song, Say Yes, but it's Say Amen. I just want
say
to let
amen.
You know, say
I'm
amen.
So sorry. You're so right. Oh, please forgive me. It is Say Amen. You are so yes. right. I don't know where Say Yes came from.
Well, there's a song that I did a long time ago with the group, the all-female group called Climax. We were label mates
right.
on Solar Record, and there was a song that they did, a hit song that I did with them called I Still Say Yes.
Please forgive me, Howard Hewitt. I don't make those mistakes often, so please forgive me for that.
That's fine. That's good.
Well, Howard, listen, I know the listeners are so excited to hear your voice. You've been keeping up and going for years now. You've been in gospel mm-hmm. plays. You've been in regular plays. Your songs are still circulating on the airways, all of them. And, you know, mm-hmm. basically just tell the listeners that may not know, how did Howard Hewitt find his voice? And how old were you then?
Yeah. Oh man, I started singing. I've been singing. This is all I've ever done. Started out when I was like 10, 11 years old back in Ohio. Akron, Ohio is my hometown, and my mom was a major gospel promoter of gospel music as well as she had a radio broadcast for about, you know, 30 or 40 years, number one gospel show every Sunday morning in Akron. And, you know, she was eventually inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame in Ohio.
Wow.
And then my sisters and I, when she found out that we could hold a note, she formed the Hewitt Singers. And of course, nepotism was alive and well in our family back in the day. And whenever she would bring a show in, she'd bring in like James Cleveland, Albertina Walker and the Caravans, Pilgrim Jubilees, Bolognese, Soul Stirrers, on down the line. And like I said, nepotism was alive and well. And so every time she'd bring a show in, of course, we would open the show for them. And so I opened shows for those type of gospel legends. And then in the summertime, we would go out on the road and do the Chitlin' Circuit, the Gospel Chitlin' Circuit, up and down the
right.
East Coast, Midwest, you know, up through the eastern part of Canada, and then when I was about 15, I went into the R&B field, as they say, and started singing. I formed a group back in Akron called Life. A bunch of partners of mine. We spell it LYFE. And we did that until I was about 19, and then I went out to California and touched down to LAX, had like about $34 in my pocket, but, you know, I was like, had no responsibilities, no kids, no wife, no family, family and like that anyway. And so I started like making my way around there and formed a group, helped to form a show group called Beverly Hills. And
wow.
once we were in shape enough to tour, we toured overseas for about, you know, I was overseas for about a year, a little less than a year and a half, you know, and just, you know, doing shows every night on stage. And I was making $250-$300 a week. You know, I was a hired vocalist basically. And then, during that time that we rehearsed, we would rehearse and do little shows back in LA. We would do little shows, you know, at this place called Maverick's Flat. The people who own Maverick's Flat, John Daniels and Alonzo Daniels, are the ones that helped put the show group together. And whenever we had a show that we wanted to try out on a live audience, we would play at Maverick's because it was also a club on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And all the Soul Train people, used to come down there, all the Soul Train dancers and all that kind of stuff. And that's when I first met Jeffrey and Jody, before Shalimar even existed.
Exactly. So you know what? That was always spoken of, and nobody, I mean, everybody knew that, but we would always try to put it together and see y'all on Soul Train. And that was exciting for us, because I know for my age group, we always thought that that was so cool that y'all formed this group from that dance show. So I just wanted to let you know, because I don't know if you know if people thought of that like that.
Well, people, you know, I used to watch before I left Ohio, before I left Akron, you know, just like the rest of the country. I used to be in front of the TV on Saturday, me and my band, or me at home or whatever, and we would watch Soul Train. And I would see Jeffrey and Jody dancing on Soul Train, you know, before I even knew them, before I went to L.A. And so, you know, I always joke around, because people every once in a while somebody will say, well, Howard, you know, Soul Train used to dance on something. No, I was never a Soul Train dancer. No.
Right.
The only time I was on Soul Train when I went to LA, I was working, you know, I was with the group, and I was doing the show.
Thank you for clearing that up, because everybody thought that you were once on the show dancing.
But then after, you know, after I came back from the year and a half overseas with the show group, then, you know, by the time I got back in the States, back in L.A., you know, Shalimar had already formed, and they had the first tune they had out was called Uptown Festival. And the lead singer at that time was this cat named Gary Mumford. And then Gary Mumford went back to the church, you know, and then they put this song together called Take That to the Bank. And this guy, Gerald Brown, from Cincinnati, Ohio, he was the lead singer there. So, And then they broke up, and then Jeffrey called me to ask me if I would be interested. It's actually the second time he asked me, but the first time I was going overseas with the show group. But you know, he called me again and asked me again, you know, if I would be interested in joining the group. And at that time I was, you know, the show group that I was with had split up, and so, like, you know, I was free. I said, yeah, I love to. And it was a matter. I got the offer on a Friday. Saturday, I went over to Dick Griffey, the owner of Solar Records. I went over to his house and watched the videotape of the Shalimar show. And then I guess I did a little lightweight audition. He asked me to sing something. I said, well, sing something, acapella, you know, right now. He said, sing something, you know. And I said to myself, well, Lord, you know, me and you, right? And I broke into Peebo Bryson's Field of Fire, right? And got through the first verse, half the hook. Dick says, okay, all right, I'll be right back. He goes upstairs, come back downstairs, and he goes in one pocket, gives me like $500 cash, you know. Here's some cash, you know, leave with your, you know, to pay some bills. He said, and he went in the other pocket, and he had an airline ticket. And that was back in the day when I could ride on your ticket. You could ride on my ticket. You didn't have to have a specific name on the airline ticket like you do now.
Wow.
But he said, here's the airline ticket. You got to catch a red eye out to New Jersey tonight and meet Jeffrey and Jody in New Jersey to rehearse the lip sync to Take That to the Bank, lip sync and choreography all day.
Yes.
Sunday, and he said, because Monday you have a TV show to do.
Wow.
So that's exactly how it went down. Friday I got the offer. Saturday I did a little lightweight audition. Saturday night I was on the red eye to New Jersey. Sunday we rehearsed all day the lip sync choreography to Take That to the Bank. And then Monday I was in front of a TV camera lip syncing to somebody else's voice. So I did the Milli Vanilli thing long before Milli Vanilli even existed. So, you know.
Oh my God, I don't think nobody knew that though, Howard.
but you know, and then we finished out. I it was I they were in the middle of a promotional tour, so we finished out the promotional tour and then went back to L.A. And this was like towards the end of it. I keep trying to get my dates and everything straight in my head, but it had to have been like the last part of 1979, because I remember it was cold. I had to buy an overcoat because I didn't have I had been in L.A. so long, I didn't have a winter coat. So when I was back on the East Coast, I had to buy a coat. And so then we got back into L.A., I think, and started working on the Big Fun album, which had Second Time Around on it and everything. We started working on that in the beginning of 1980 and eventually put that song out in towards the middle of 1980, somewhere around there in 81.
Well, Howard, let me ask you a question, just because I know the listeners may be wanting to know. It's a lot of people that are really considering moving to L.A. Is L.A. still the place where people can get discovered? Is it a place for great contacts, or has Atlanta, kind of taken a lot of that from California? Is L.A. today? Would you recommend somebody go out to L.A.?
L.A. today is still cool. I mean, it's still, but the way technology is now, with Pro Tools and people having the ability to really put together great, sounding projects, demos or whatever, you can basically do it anywhere. I mean, you would eventually have to send your stuff somewhere. The one thing about Akron, the city that I grew up in,
Akron, Ohio.
Akron, Ohio. Yeah, and when I was a kid, we had a lot of musicians that came up, and but we didn't have any outlets. We didn't have any kind of anything that we could see, like record companies or anything like that that would encourage us on, give us incentive. We had to create our own incentive, and. There were a lot of groups that came up. They were great groups and stuff. One of the groups that I used to, my group Life, we used to be proteges of this group called Revelation Funk. That was, we used to see them in our gymnasium for like $1.50. They do Battle of the Bands against Revelation Funk against Ohio Players. Ohio Players would come down from Dayton. And Revelation Funk had a keyboard player that only played keyboards and sang background because he didn't consider himself a lead singer. And his name was James Ingram. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So James, it was that kind of talent that would come up. I'm doing an unsung episode on me that's going to air on the 24th of this month that talks a lot about all this. Everything that we're talking about is really informative. It's on TV One, and it airs on the 24th of this month of August.
And the 24th of August. It's unsung, and every one of you know that that's on TV One, right?
Right, TV One.
It's,
yeah,
and it's on a Wednesday. It's on a Wednesday at what time?
I'm not sure what time. You gotta check your local listings and stuff.
Time.
Yeah, for the time.
Listen, this is amazing. I had no idea that you were doing that. What a surprise for all of the listeners to know. So everything you're talking about, and then some, we can actually view that, because Unsung is one of my favorite shows. It is absolutely one of my favorite.
I love the show. They did one on Shalimar, in their second season. And it was funny because they sent me demos of some DVDs of the episodes that they had already done when they wanted me to ask the rest of the group if they wanted to participate. So I said, well, send me some examples of what you guys have already done. And the first season they only had four episodes, and one was with DeBarge, and one was with Donnie Hathaway. I forget what the other two were. And I remember I was flying somewhere, and I had time to look at two episodes in the duration of that flight. So I watched Donnie Hathaway, of course, because that's Downey was the man, you know. And then I watched,
yeah,
I watched the DeBarge episode. So when I landed, I said, I called the producer. I said, you know, I love the format because it had that E! Hollywood Story type of format.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And so, like, you know, and I said, the only thing, I said, we really don't have any, you know, drug horror stories in our history as far as Salomar is concerned.
Because
nobody, you know, we never did. I mean, back in the day, maybe smoked some weed or whatever, but that was it. We never had any other kind of stuff. And then I said, and we don't have any mental illness, although that's subjective to whoever whoever you talk to. You know? So like, you know, and that was one of the things that they talked about when the lady called me and asked me if I would be interested in doing one on Howard Hewitt, you know, some months ago. She said, you know, since we did the Salomar one, we would have our meeting, and she said, your name came up 3 or 4 or 5 times, and through the years, you know, she said, when your name would come up, they would say, well, you know, well, we did one on Salomar, you know, so. She said, but then this last meeting they had, your name came up, and somebody said we did one on Salomar. But she said, then somebody else said, yeah, but Salomar was only 5 years out of Howard Hewitt's career.
You know, I mean, I was going to say, because you got a whole lifestyle of experience and everything, and that's why I wanted you to be on the show, because I know that the listeners wanted to know more about you because of the history and just your longevity. Howard, I know the time is running out. I wish I could have you on here a lot longer. I'm so glad, though, that we can close out with you knowing that you're going to be on Unsung. Again, what's that date?
August 24th.
That's right around the corner, y'all. Y'all need to tune in August 24th. I know I will be listening. I know you've been on tour. Yeah. You're doing so many other things. Are you in any plays now? I know you're singing everywhere. You just had a show somewhere in North Carolina. And, you know, I know that was a success. Did you enjoy that?
I love it. I do about 90 to 100 dates a year. You know, between here and overseas. I love personal appearances, doing my personal appearances. Look, you know, I'm working on my next album like I said before, with the technology now, you can really take your time and put it out on your own label with marketing and distribution and with a separate company. So, you know, I'm taking my time putting everything together, and I don't do anymore. I really don't do a lot of plays anymore. They were really interesting to me back in the day, because I wanted to see what the inner workings were as far as the play situation was concerned. And so I really don't do a lot of plays anymore, unless it's something special, you know, something that really makes a lot of sense. But I'm on, you know, the social media is so important today.
Tell everybody how they can follow you.
Is facebook.com/Howard Hewitt fan page. So find the Facebook Howard Hewitt fan page, and you know, the Twitter account is Just the Vocalist, and JustaVocalist, and then the Instagram account is Howard_Hewitt, and Hewitt is H-E-W-E-T-T, not I-T-T. They've been trying to get me to spell it I-T-T since kindergarten. but it's H-E-W-E-T-T. And,
that's how I spell it, know. Howard. I spell it right.
good. But, you know, come visit me, especially on the Facebook page. And I have a .com page. It's called the Howard Hewitt .com. And, you know, but the Facebook page, you can find everything from there. You can go from there and it'll guide you to every other situation. And I want to see everybody tune in to, you know, Unsung on the 24th of this month. And, you know, we should be cool. It'd be good.
Well, listen, Howard Hewitt, listen, y'all, he's cool as a cucumber, laid back and smooth as ever. You see, he can sit up and have a conversation with us, and he just laid back. He could talk to us all day long, and we would love to have him to do just that. He's still handsome and fine as ever, and he still can sing, so he bring the mood for that romantic night or that you're thinking about your lady night or whatever. He brings that still. Howard Hewitt, you are loved by the world. We love you. We loved you with Shalamar. We love you in gospel. We love you in R&B. We just love you. And just keep on keeping on, and we're going to keep in touch with you, following you, and loving you as always. Unsung, he will be on there August the 24th. Please check your date, your times in your local area. And we just can't wait to see you on Unsung TV One.
Yeah.
And we love you. And
fun.
Thank you for joining us.
It'll be a lot of fun. Like I always say, that we talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly. So it's all good. It's
always all good. You still striving and you still doing it, baby. So it's all good. God has still got
it's
you and
good.
You still open door. He's doing it for you. We can see that.
Oh, yeah.
His hand is definitely on you.
It's like you said earlier, you know, I was listening on before we started the interview. You said, you know, be careful what you ask for, because, you know, God will make provision, will make provision for your vision, you know, whatever, you know, and that's what it's all about. And even with the Unsung situation, what I wanted to really project was that, even in spite of myself, a lot of times, in spite of myself, God continues to bless me and continues to bless me even now. And I give all honor to him. This is not my career. You know, this is God's career. This is his career. So, you know, in spite of myself, he continues to bless me. So
just like he did David, Paul, Abraham, Moses,
yep.
Elijah, Samson, despite ourselves. You know, you said a word right there, and I hope that encourages someone to don't beat yourself up, don't condemn yourself, just have a willing heart. Continue to allow God to transform you. Continue to confess your sins to him. Continue to be honest with him. It doesn't matter about what man think, it don't matter about their opinion. God knows the heart of man. If you keep that relationship with him, that's all that matters. He knows exactly where you are. And you know, I love when Paul say, despite myself, I do the things that I don't want to do, and the things that I want to do, I don't do. But who's going to deliver me? God himself, that is who.
Yeah.
That's what the blood of Jesus is for. Things that we want to not do, the things that we don't want to think of, some things we can say no to and turn away and walk from. But those struggles eternally, that's the internal, you know, God will deliver you from them. And sometimes you find yourself making a mistake after a year, and you'd be like, how did I get here? Because that wound or that thing is still there, but God will deliver you. And I love when you say that, despite yourself, because necessarily it's not always you. It could be generational stuff. It could be, you know what I'm saying, through your bloodline. And a lot of times when people are struggling with stuff, they don't know why. They're like, oh, I'm going to church. I'm doing the right things. I talk to God. I speak to him. I listen to him. I obey him. But you still have these inner things. And this is why God wants us to be whole. What were you going to say?
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
before
we close out.
It's what I always think about, is that God knows us. Like in the Bible, it said he knows us. He knows us better. He created us. He knows our history. He knows what our weakness is. He knows how many times you're gonna fall down. Like Donovan Thurkin said back in the day, we all fall down, but we got to get back up. So he knows how many times you're going to mess up. So the way I look at it is, like, for instance, I always like to put things in statistics or numbers or whatever. So he knows I got a weakness, and I'm gonna fail on this weakness 24 times. So every time I fail on that weakness, I pick myself back up. He said, he's smiling. He says, okay, my son, you only got 23 more times to mess up before you understand what you need to understand, before you get it. You know, that's the way. And I look at, we try to put God, you know, and put his jacket on as far as like, our own like emotions, the way that we think, you know, and our the way that we think is so minimal to the way, to the broadness and the vastness of what the way that God is thinking. He's looking.
Howard, he said our ways are not his ways, and our thoughts are not his thoughts. Period.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So you know, so like, hey, just when you fall down, like I have fallen down.
Me too.
But the thing is that you don't stay down there and wallow in the whole
That's
thing.
That's the truth.
You pick yourself up and you praise the Lord and you keep on going.
Keep striving to do better. But don't condemn yourself if you fall short. Right. Get back up and just keep confessing and keep turning away. It's a breakthrough. It is a deliverance day for you. It definitely is.
The enemy is about guilt. You know, God is not about guilt. You know, the enemy, anytime you feel guilty about something or short, that's the enemy. That's not God. God is about progression and about, you know, keeping you continuing on in this adventure and this gift of life that he gave us. I mean, this is a gift. This life is a gift. And
exactly.
It's whatever, it's like a grain of sand. One, this 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years or whatever we're going to be blessed with is like one grain of sand on all the beaches of the world compared to eternity. And that's what we're trying to get to, which is eternity, that next adventure, that eternal, that continuous adventure. And like,
the destination
and
is to be with him. That's your destiny, right? It's to be with him.
Yep.
Well, Howard, I love having you here. We got to have you back on again so we can talk more about that, because that's another part of you that no one knows about, your relationship and, you know, just how he's dealt with you. I would love to get more into that on a next your next visit. Is that possible?
Definitely possible, because I always like to say people say, well, you're really religious. No, I'm not a religious person. I don't believe in religion. I believe in a relationship.
You know, I believe in a relationship with God. Exactly. Because he's our Father, right? Well, Howard, I love you. And it was good getting to know more about you. I know the listeners enjoyed this interview. And again, you got to come back on so we can get more into that. I would love for them to hear that part that we don't get to hear even more. Would you do that for me?
Yeah. That'd be my pleasure. Be
okay, we'll set another time after the TV One Unsung interview that's airing August the 24th. Check your local time schedule for it. Don't miss it. They're going to be giving him the whole hour. You don't want to miss it. How are you at the best? Love you so much. Thank you for joining us.
God bless. All right, God bless.
All right, we're getting ready for Al. Al Seahorn is up next.
Hey everybody, it's your girl Kiki Wyatt, and you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Make sure y'all check out my new single, Sexy Song. Okay, thanks.
Al, you on?
Yes, I'm here. I'm on. Good afternoon.
All right, sorry for the wait. We've had Howard Hewitt on, and it was a great interview. So go ahead and tell the listeners more about you and what you do and all of that.
All right. Well, good morning, Dr. Gina, listeners, and everybody who I've posted on social media to tune in today. I don't know. Where do I begin? I've been a personal trainer probably going on a little over 7 years, closer to 10. I have a passion for what I do. I just actually did a trainer breakfast roast. It was my first official one for all my clients. It was just a way to kind of give back, to help that kind of build a fitness community, because some of my clients don't know one another. You know, I have people that come in the morning and people that come in the evening, so they never get a chance to run into one another. And it was a good way for them to all collectively get together and share horror stories about Trainer Al. So it was actually a really good turnout. I allowed them to post a little, take a couple personal videos, say what they liked about, you know, me and their transformations and reaching their fitness goals. So it was a really good thing we did on Saturday, and it turned out so well. Actually, all of my clients couldn't make it because some people had some other obligations they had to keep. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do it again. You know, it was a really good turnout. They enjoyed it. I got personal text messages after that saying how much they really enjoyed it. And, you know, so it's definitely something that I'm going to be doing again.
Well, that is wonderful. Tell everybody the name of your business. What's the name of your gym? Yeah.
The name of my business is called Complete Victory Fitness and Health. That's actually a change from the name of my business. It was one day I was the original name of my business was called V6. And that was actually kind of like an offshoot from the clothing t-shirt line that I work with off and on called Vine. And so I kind of used that, and I kind of came up with something talking about the 6 degrees of separation. So anyway, I ended up combining those together. But anyway, one day I was lying down, and God gave me a revelation and told me to change the name of my business, and that's what I did. So I changed it to Complete Victory Fitness and Health. And I used the number 7 because I know that God uses the number 7 for meaning completion. So I want my clients to know that not only that they have the victory, but it's a complete victory with God. So that's why I changed the name to Complete Victory Fitness and Health. So, yes, 7 is used for the number completion. But, yep, that's the name of the business, Complete Victory Fitness and Health.
Okay, and he's in Detroit, Michigan. Also, he's also a classmate of mine. We went to school together, Oak Park, Michigan, yeah. Oak Park mm-hmm. High School. And so we both are fitness buffs. He's definitely diligent and consistent in his work and his business, and definitely someone that if you're in the area to call him up, or even around the world he'll travel to. Personal trainer. He will help you get where you need to go. Also, he's in actually a guest on my new fitness health and Soul DVD coming out, Health and Soul Fitness DVD. Yep. So he's in there with me. You know that you're in there with me getting
me. And I had so much.
And so I told everybody about the launching party, but why we have you on for the 5 minutes, because we're going to have everybody on for the Health and Fitness, the Health and Soul Fitness DVD launch. We're going to have everybody on and a surprise celebrity guest on October the 5th. But right now, in the rest of the season, you're going to be joining me for 5 minutes to let people, and I just wanted them to get to know who you were.
Thank you.
You're going to be letting people, you got a couple of minutes to let people know whatever's on your heart to help people get started, motivated, or your view on fitness this day and time.
Yeah, one of the things I do want to say, just my own personal, I don't want to say struggle, but an issue that I have, I'm very, very active, so I do a lot of things, and I am my business, so I have to make sure that while I'm talking the talk, I have to walk the walk. So I'm constantly active. I play tennis. I swim. It's not nothing that I don't do. So not too long ago, I hurt because I kind of overdid it playing tennis. So I had a little inflammation in my hip. But what was interesting is that when I went to the doctor, and I'll try to make this quick, when I went to the doctor and they told me what was going on, they gave me some ibuprofen for the inflammation and stuff, and they just told me you just kind of overdid it. But what was so crazy is that people, when they saw that I was in the hospital, they was like, not you. I thought you were a machine, but I say all that to say this. A couple of questions they kept asking me while I was in the hospital, are you a diabetic? Do you have high blood pressure? So they asking me all these things. And, of course, once they took my blood pressure, it was like 117 over 63, good. Everything was good. But what I realized is that your body recovers relatively quickly when you're eating proper foods. If you have all those health-related diseases affecting your body, diabetes, and things like that, it prevents your body from healing itself properly when you do get an injury, you know? So it was interesting just listening to the nurse asking those questions. And I was like, well, no, none of those things happened. But I thought the reason they asked those questions because it could possibly prevent your body from going through the natural healing process and healing itself properly when you do get an injury. And I always tell my clients, no amount of exercise will ever outperform bad eating habits. If you're eating bad, it doesn't matter what you do. So it's good that you put the proper nutrients in your body just in case you possibly do get an injury, so your body can properly heal itself. And the other thing I wanted to mention is that when you do get an injury, it's best to eat a lot of protein, because protein helps repair cells and things like that. So if you ever get an injury, kind of load up on protein. I'm not saying don't eat carbs, but load up on the protein, because it helps with recovery and building muscles and things of that nature.
Well, that was great advice. I hope everyone is taking heed to that. I have you and I have Elizabeth Brooks on, and you guys, with all three of us, they shouldn't have any excuses. No excuses, people. Thank you so much, Al Seahorn Jr. That's his name on Facebook. Tell everybody else where they can follow you, and we're going to close it out and catch you the next month.
Yep, you can also catch me on Instagram, No Excuses, Just Results. I'm also on Facebook, the business, Complete Victory Fitness and Health. I haven't really gotten on Twitter. I have a Twitter account, but I don't use it. So it's really Instagram, which is I am No Excuses, Just Results, in all one word. And then on Facebook, Complete Victory Fitness and Health. I don't mind giving out advice. If I don't know, I'll definitely get you the answer. And I love what I do. I have a passion for what I do. You'll see clips of videos of clients' testimonies and things like that. And I probably need to do more with stuff for myself, but I try to put my clients out front because it's not about me. It's about them. And when they get it, I love it.
Well, all right, Al. Well, thank you so much for joining in, and sorry about the lateness. I mean, how are you?
Okay.
It was, you know, it was God was just using him, and I just couldn't stop him. But
hey,
you know, you're a part of the show team now, so you know, you understand. We're gonna get you in,
yeah.
And it's gonna happen.
Okay.
Thank you so much for giving us that wisdom and those health tips. I love you. Until next time,
yeah.
We'll talk to you
all
soon.
Right.
Okay. All right,
thanks,
A-Train, my main man. Where you at?
You know I'm right here.
Oh, my homie from Jacksonville.
You know I'm right here. What's going on, Dr. Gina?
What you got to say, A-Train?
I'm still floating because right now, you know, I know people, they like to think it, but they don't really like to say it. But this is a beautiful time to be black because the sisters and that melanin is just flooding the Olympics. We bringing home all the golds, baby.
I know, right? I'm telling you, I caught a glimpse of it while I was working out. We just racking them up, aren't we?
Right. So shout out to all black women across the world because you're shining just like you always do. But right now, it's just black girls rock right now. Just black girls rock.
Black girls
plain
rock.
And simple. Whether you got a sew-in, natural hair, braids, it doesn't even matter. It could be a lace front, it doesn't even matter. Black girls are winning right now, brother.
Winning! A-Train, I love to have you on so much. I love it. Yesterday you called me like a brother, or I called you, I can't remember. I was so exhausted, and you were so sweet. You was just like, you said, you need to rest.
You need to get some rest. Yes, ma'am.
I don't think you have ever heard me sound like that.
Yes, because you're all over the country, man. Like, you know, working the brand, spreading the word. You know, you got to get you an assistant. Let them make some phone calls for you.
Yeah. A-Train, listen, tell everybody what's going on because I'm so, I can't even conceive what God is doing for you right now. I mean, please, before we close, because if I couldn't get you to say nothing else, I have to let people know what God has done for you right now because I don't even think people understand. You are
right?
Jacksonville lined up with who and what that has catapulted you in 1 second.
No, basically, we got the whole city on lock for its comedy, man. This Friday at the Ritz Theater, the historical Ritz Theater, which used to be known as the Harlem of the South or the Apollo of the South, we have the launching of the A-Train Live, the Experience comedy series taking place. And I have Rodney Perry from the Monique Show coming in. He's going to be headlining. I'm featuring. The A-Train Live Experience is taking off this Friday. You can get those tickets at the Ritz Theater box office, or you can go to Ticketmaster. Listen, and if you want to do it over the phone, call them, 904-807-2010. And if you are a teacher or a student, you are able to buy one and get one free. For all teachers and all students, as a back-to-school appreciation, you can get a ticket and bring a friend for free. That's this Friday, August 19th, at the Ritz Theater. A-Train and Rodney Perry from the Monique Show will be on stage together slinging them jokes.
What I love about this, though, is that it's just exposing you to so much more territory and even locking you in as the go-to person. It's just
it's
so
crazy.
Much more to this. It's amazing to me. I'm just so in awe, and I'm so thankful. I'm glad that I caught on with you, you know, as God was doing this, because I love to see it.
Yeah.
And I celebrate you and your wife so much, because just in that short time since January, February, like I've seen him just are explosive. But I have to say, selfishly, I wish I had been a part of the humble beginnings to really, really know how it's really come for you. But don't underestimate the fact that I can appreciate the grind, because you know that's what it takes. Wow. It takes the grind, the consistency.
Absolutely.
And nothing is ever overnight. But I celebrate you, my brother. I celebrate my sister. You guys have been consistent. And I tell people it can happen in one blink of an eye. God saying a blink of an eye, and that's exactly what has happened for A-Train.
Yeah, and I appreciate the love and support, Dr. Gina. You know, when we did cross paths, you know, you were on board and supporting us, and you've been a part of every step and every transition that has taken place. So I appreciate you, and I appreciate the love. And you might not have been there from day one, but when you came on board, you were on board. I can definitely say that. So, and I'm excited to be a part of this platform and this team and the opportunity that you've given me, you know, with your show and your platform. So, you know, the love goes both ways. It goes both ways. So
God
I'm
is
excited.
Doing it. God is definitely doing it. And you can, you know, if you ever want to invite one of your guests on with you, you know, to talk about any of your shows, I'm giving you an open invitation to do that right now on air.
Awesome.
You have a place here. Yeah, like say for instance on a Friday and you coming on a Wednesday, because in September we own every single Wednesday, A-Train.
Okay.
And because
okay.
you are part of the team, if you want any of your guests to come on and just, you know, a couple of seconds, you know, laugh or talk about whatever, you know, to talk about the show, please, I'm opening the invitation to you right now on air. So you got, that's
awesome.
Our sealed contract. We got witnesses over
100,000
people worldwide hearing it right now.
Worldwide. All right. You put it out there, so it's locked in. It's locked in. I appreciate it. I really appreciate the love. But we're getting a lot of love here in the city, because this is the first time in the history of the Ritz Theater, and they've been around since 1929. This is the first time that they've had a comedy series take residence in their theater. And when they brought me on board, you know, as a partnership to put this on for the city of Jacksonville has really been excited about it. So this Friday, it all kicks off.
Love it. Can you please tell everybody how they can follow you, reach you, connect, what, how?
Absolutely. They can follow me on Twitter at A-Train Live. I'm definitely on Facebook under A-Train Live. And I also have another Facebook page, which is entitled Do It Again and See What Happens. Spelled all the way out, because I will delete you. You do some foolishness on social media, I will delete you. But before I delete you, I'll let you know, Do It Again and See What Happens. So that's me on Instagram. I'm on Instagram as well under Do It Again and See What Happens. So get at me, people. I'm out here.
Yes, love, much love. Listen, we're about to close the show, and I'm so glad that he can close it out with me. He is my main man, A-Train, straight out of Jacksonville, Florida, holding it all the way down. Listen, you can check him out everywhere. Follow him, because anything that he's on, you can go ahead and actually go on live. That's the great thing about internet. You can Google the station he's going to be interviewed on or whatever. Just keep up with him and see how God is really doing things for you. Listen, I told you once before, and I'll tell you again, it's about wholeness. Live healthy. Live whole. Live in your destiny. I will always love you, because it's the Father's love that's in my heart for you. Just loving you so much. Loving you, Dr. Gina. God bless you.
Dr. Gina's Radio Show.